So on this beautiful, beautiful September 25th day, thank all of you for being here to offer yourselves unto the planet, your fellow humans, all of life, and to God as the blessing you are. Not only are you love in your true nature, but in your true nature, you are a blessing unto the world. The very fact that you exist has an importance that you may not have discovered yet. And perhaps many people come into this world and pass without ever consciously knowing what part they played, and yet they played, each one of them, an indispensable role in the game of life, the forward movement of life and humanity, and some, in some secret way, the will of God. Sometimes we know what that is, or we get an inkling of it. At other times, we don't know. But the one thing we can know, all of us, is that from the microscopic level to the macroscopic enormity of this environment in which we live, we are united with it through spirit. And we are activated in that unity through love. And in that, we are made available to many, many forms of energy. As we're discussing in our Energy of Life program, not all forms of energy come as chemical energy or mechanical energy or electrical energy. It's not always the hard form of energy. As the famous quote, the pen is mightier than the sword. But any of you who've been teachers, parents, counselors, business people, promoters, you all know the power of the well-formed thought that is then put into a word that is an arrow focused upon its target. And so this, too, is a form of energy. And the energy with which we take our food, whether we take it, we've all noticed that if we eat when we're angry or upset, we get indigestion. We all notice that if we select our food with love and care and a sense of dedicated admiration for what we're selecting, and we sit down in peace and slowly, appreciatively consume our meal, a little goes a long, long way. And we don't build up so many calories because we have intangible forms of nourishment. This has been researched. This is not esoteric knowledge. We all know that at times we can be hungry, and instead of eating, we pick up a book of poetry, and we read something that nurtures our soul, or we take a walk in the garden, and all of a sudden, our appetite just isn't gnawing at us like it was before. And we go back to our kitchen or the restaurant, and we more carefully select what we eat. So there are all forms of energy that surround us. Actually, our whole universe is a universe of energy. And that's a very, very important prologue, especially for any of our newcomers coming into the blessing today, because the blessing itself is a very subtle form of energy, and it's conveyed energetically. As you pray, I will express my appreciation to Yeshua and invoke his conveyance of the energy through me to you, and then it is rained upon you as you pray your prayer. Now, what is so miraculous about it is that his energy is so pure and it's so magnified. It takes the energy of your prayer and magnifies it and allows you to experience more abundance in your hopes, wishes, prayers, and affirmations, as you pray them in the center of your being, in your heart. And as I've helped you to understand during the months of our, the many months of our blessing, how this really occurs in the sacred part of your heart, where you're in this quantum space. And as we're learning in the heart sciences, quantum energy exceeds and goes beyond the hard physical forms of energy that we can see in mechanical engineering. So what we're really doing is we're studying, implementing, appreciating, and by faith, embracing greater forms of energy that take us into a more perfect union with God, where our prayers are heard and magnified and then brought into a more perfect manifestation with life. Now, with that introduction from me, I would just love it if anyone would like to offer a testimonial as to what you may have attained from the blessings over the last few weeks or months. I just love to hear from you, because today is really dedicated to all of us having the realization of our heart. Tom, I see that you're on and you have a question. I'd love to hear from you, because I know you have a very, very wonderful testimonial.
Well, again, Glenda, I, at the risk of repeating myself,
you'd only be repeating yourself from yesterday, but there are a lot of new people on this call.
Okay. Well, my experience I would like to share as far as the effect that the blessings have had and many other things that I've been doing is with my health and healing. And as some of you on the call may know, I was diagnosed with cancer, started in my tonsil and moved to a lymph node. This was in March. I had surgery. They took both tonsils, a bunch of tissue around that out, plus 16 lymph nodes, and then went through 7 weeks of radiation every day. And so it was a difficult path, but about 2 weeks ago, I had my final PET scan reviewing, you know, how we did, and they found no cell growth whatsoever that was abnormal. So I'm completely cancer-free.
Awesome.
That was terrific.
Yes.
Then something else that had come up for me was I had a brain bleed. Gave me, it's a hematoma, where it puts pressure on the brain and really wicked bad headaches and, you know, make me nauseous and vision problems and so forth. Anyway, it finally got bad enough. Doc wanted to wait a couple more weeks, but I went to the ER on Wednesday and saw that it had grown. It had gotten a lot worse. So I had brain surgery. And That went very well, and I'm feeling terrific. And the therapist, postoperatively came up, and they're all checking me out for cognitive function and speech and make sure all the body parts are working, and everything works great, you know. So they pretty much scratched their head. They couldn't really believe it. And they said, you better leave, because we don't have anything for you.
Tom, that's awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, miracles can come in so many ways. And above all, we thank God and the Holy Spirit and Yeshua. But we also thank our medical practitioners and all of those who help us along the way. But I certainly have a great deal of gratitude for the people who helped me through my medical problems in the last year and my physical therapist. But you know, the thing is, all of these techniques that can be so advanced don't work with everyone. And I just wanted to, again, thank God and the Holy Spirit for the ultimate solution, which is to restore our wholeness. Because we can repair all the parts and the pieces, but what really, really puts our life back together is when they're re-sewn, so to speak, or rewoven into the perfect whole. And so thank you so much for that, Tom. And that's what I feel the blessings really have to offer. They're not a substitute for doing what we need to do in life to balance our budget, get a better job, talk with those we love to have better relationships. But, you know, we can talk endlessly, and sometimes get nowhere because the whole is not restored. We don't get back to that innocent, perfect place where we're in union with those we love, or we're in union with our body. And this is what the blessings actually bring us, is they bring us that perfect union where all the work we do in the manifest world actually comes back together. It's like the old children's tale of Humpty Dumpty. You know, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. And you can put all the pieces back together, but Humpty Dumpty is still a pile of broken pieces that would glue. Well, not so. When God comes back and puts the feather touch of the Holy Spirit on it. And that's what I feel. See, I feel that sometimes when we only work in the tangible universe, we still have Humpty Dumpty. And that's whether it's a business that we need to put back together, or a relationship, or a health issue. We don't want it, much as we appreciate all of our help and the wonder workers of the world and their many valuable skills, we don't want to end up with Humpty Dumpty. We want to end up with the perfect person we are and we know we are from the inside out. And so, Tom, thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, I called in and I just wanted to expand a little bit about what you were saying when you started out. And that is that if we are energy beings, then we are eternal. And I fully believe that.
Absolutely.
The energy cannot be destroyed. But
no.
Each individual is essential to the universe as we know it.
That's right.
We're a part. We're a piece. And if somehow one of us could be removed and that energy would not be here, then literally, I think the universe would collapse on itself because it would now be something less than it is as a whole. And so, you know, every one of us is essential and important. What we choose to do next, I think, has to do with, you know, Jeff was saying, you know, you will do more, you know, the same works that I've done and more. And that's our potential. And
absolutely.
Very important that we're here, I think.
It is, and absolutely everyone is precious. And this is why we do this work, because it may be that in the course of a person's life, they choose to be on a challenging adventure, and they choose to play with all the broken parts and pieces. But at a certain point, I think we all seek our wholeness again. And I think that our whole world is coming to the point where we're tired of dealing with the broken parts and pieces. We're tired of war. We're tired of hunger and disease and hatred and conflict. We want to have a world that now approaches its wholeness. And so as blessing givers, we've come together to offer that opportunity more abundantly. And on our Sunday calls, this is what we offer. So thank you so much for sharing that, Tom. And I have Linda on the line, and Linda wants to speak. So, Linda, what do you have to offer today? Are you still there?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you.
Oh, how are you?
Wonderful.
I was so interested in what was saying. I have a problem that I don't know if it has anything to do with what we're talking about, but I'm going crazy from it. I was having a personal conversation with my friend, who's my therapist, and somehow the wires got crossed, and my sister heard my whole conversation, and part of it was about her. And I called her after that. I didn't know she listened into it. I called her after that, and, you know, she just was so angry. She said, "I heard everything you said about me, and you're nothing but a whore," hung up. And she won't ever talk to me again. I'm heartbroken. And I've been praying and praying, and I don't know what to do.
Well, Linda,
I've been through so much lately. I've lost so much. I've lost my house, my husband. I've moved to another state, and now this is just too much.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm looking at
you. Why God did that? Why did Jesus make that happen with the wires of the phone? It's like he put his hand in there and just messed it up. My phone never did that before.
We don't know, Linda. Sometimes we simply don't have the answers for why pieces get broken. And I think that it's part of our human lot in life to realize that we go so deeply into human experience that we forfeited having the answers. First of all, I'm going to give you a really, really big spiritual hug because you need a big warm fuzzy right now. And just I ask everybody on this call to give you a really, really big hug because you need to know that there are places within yourself where you are whole. And sometimes God takes the pieces of our life and pulls them apart from us so that we can rediscover the wholeness within ourselves. It's a fascinating thing how we can sometimes use the people in our life, especially the ones we love, such as our family and our closest friends, we can use them as a substitute wholeness for wholeness we're not finding within ourselves. And sometimes God will take these pieces away from us and actually force us to rediscover the wholeness within ourselves. I think this is one of the reasons that we hear so many stories that are like the Horatio Alger story of rags to riches. But some of these stories have been told in modern times, such as Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the Conversations with God. He had gotten to a place in his life where his friends had judged him pretty severely, and he had judged his friends, and they had all left him, and he had financial failure, and he wound up sleeping on a park bench. You know, he was literally a homeless person living with the people who live under the bridges. And his best friends were new best friends who, like him, were homeless people. And he had to come to terms with himself. And he got to the point where he was pretty close to ready to take his life. I believe Eckhart Tolle was in a similar situation before he had his epiphany. I know that so many of our famous writers, contemporary writers, had this before they had their inner epiphany. Now, why did God do that, you could say? Why did God take away all of these pieces from me out there? Well, you know, I think sometimes we make crutches out of those we love. We make crutches out of our business. We make crutches out of the things that work and the skateboards that we ride on through life that really are skating on pretty thin ice, if you think about it, because no matter how successful our any business is, we've seen in the last few years how even the best of them can roll under completely, and people can be falling from riches to rags and in the process lose their best relationships. So this is something that you're not alone in, Linda. This has happened to many, many, many people in the last few years. And I think you're probably going to see it happen to even more people in the coming months and the coming years, where relationships fall apart and things we thought we could rely on. But this is a threshold that I think we all have to cross. then reclaiming who we are. When I wrote Love Without End, I have to, you know, I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but when I wrote Love Without End, I went through a very life-challenging illness that took me to the bed so completely. I couldn't eat. I mean, I really literally could not eat for 2 weeks without throwing up. I could barely sip a little bit of broth, just enough to keep me alive. I could barely see. I had to be carried to the bathroom. And then, most people don't realize this, but the second half of Love Without End was with me being so dizzy, I had to be carried to my computer and propped up, barely being able to type that book. In the next few months, I lost everything and everybody in my life. Everything and everybody. And then within the next few months after that, my life was completely refurnished with a whole new everything and everybody that has built and continued up to this moment. You see, there comes a time in our life when the things we've relied on are not what our heart is wanting to unfold. And I can't explain how those mysteries happen, but I can tell you that so many people have been there before you, and they go through a dark night of the soul, and yes, there's grief, and there's hardship. Read if you're interested in an interesting life, read the life of St. Francis. He started out as a very, very well-financed young man who fell from grace in his life, fell into abject poverty, and then came back to a place of bliss and spiritual nobility. So, Linda, I don't have the answers, but I can give you a hug, and I can give you an assurance that you are loved by God.
Thank you.
And it's time now that you find your wholeness from the inside out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to the dashboard and see. Oh, I see Nancy's on the telephone. Okay. Hi, Nancy. Oops. Nancy, you're going to have to I accidentally undid your little blue. I clicked on your little blue heart instead of unmuting your phone. So star 5 again, and I will unmute your phone. There you go. Okay. Now you're on.
Can I talk now?
You can.
Oh, good. Well, I want to make a correction. You didn't lose everybody because I'm still with you.
Oh, that's true. That is true. You are
and I want to too. And I want to tell everyone that I had this horrific experience 3 years ago, and where
yes, you did.
My cousin disowned me, and I had to part with a friend from nursing school. But thank goodness, Glenda was there to help me. Yay!
Absolutely.
And a few other people. Well, there are a few people around that will take you in and nurture you and do whatever. But the other people that have hurt you, it's time to let them go.
Absolutely. And Nancy, thank you for saying that, because there are some people that are so close to us in our heart that no matter what, they're there. Now, sometimes these people have been at such a distance we don't recognize them.
Right.
And we have to go.
We haven't seen in so many years either, and we just don't know what they're like until we get under their roof.
Exactly.
And
it may be
somebody
we haven't seen since high school, or maybe we've never met, but we discover when we meet them that they were there all along.
That's right. That's right. So,
I
mean, it's rough to go through it, but when you get to the other side, you say, oh, cool. I don't have to worry about that person anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we've all, if you, those of us who haven't been through this, you will.
Yeah.
Those of you who are going through it, just know that you are lovingly and warmly hugged and assured that this is as much a part of life as birth and
creativity and adolescence and adulthood, going through these cocooning stage. Mm-hmm. You know, the caterpillar builds a cocoon so that the caterpillar literally dies, but it emerges as a butterfly.
Let me add something else, and sometimes it's the menopause, and sometimes it's just hitting the wall, like some of us like to say. It's hitting the brick wall. Bam. And you can't go through it. You can't go around it. You have to go over it.
Yeah. So glad you're there, Nancy, and thanks for being on the call today.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I also would like to bless Mother Earth big time today because of all the stuff that's going on. She really needs it today.
Yes, she does. We are in some very, very powerful Earth alignments today, and I am so grateful that inside of all of these alignments, there is such a great feeling of peace.
Yes.
And I'll take this opportunity to say that many people have been worried about these Earth alignments that we are going through, and if such a thing should happen that we have to go through some disconnections with our Earth, some disruptions with the platelets or some other environmental disruptions, this again is only a period of the cocoon allowing the caterpillar to become a butterfly. And so let's keep our eye on the butterfly, because I think our Mother Earth is giving us a very, very good signal today that she is alive and well, and it is only part of life that sometimes we go through the labor pains of new birthing. And there may be new birthing. I'm sure there will be, because when we look at the various things that we are confronting in the next few years, in the next decade, inevitably we will all, as a global community and a unified community of life, we all will be going through a lot of reconfigurations, birthing, and letting go. And letting go of old systems that don't work, letting go of old ideas that need to be put back into the archives of history, and embracing new ways of creating our relationships and the way we get along with one another, the way we love one another. But realize, I want to give this one assurance to everyone, love created it all, and love is still here, recreating it all, and love has the answers. Despite all of the illusions of disruption, love is still the answer. It always has been, it always will be, and God is in charge. Everyone is important, and even though it may look like we're the ones that's getting laid off, or we're the ones that's being dispensed with in a situation, it's only so that we can go find another place where we actually are more important. Janice, I see you're on the line, so I'll open your line. Hi. You can talk. You may have to unmute your own telephone. We can't hear you, but you're on our line.
I did that. Thank you, Glenda.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
You bet.
Okay. I just wanted to reach out to Linda and tell her that, like you said, a lot of people are going through what she's going through. I myself am struggling with it. But I try to stay faithful, and I try not to fight it, and realize that it is leading me into something better, a better place, and basically I'm trying to surrender to it and have faith. So
absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that, Janice, and for just letting us, you know, just letting us share with you what you're experiencing. And I would encourage everyone to, not in the sense of going around being a bleeding heart, because sometimes that pushes people away.
But where it's appropriate, and to the degree that it's appropriate, take people into your life. They may have the answer. And as you move through life, open yourself up to not only new people, but new situations and new types of situations, new types of people, new environments that you haven't entered before, because there's an old worn-out adage that is worn out because it's so overused, but it's overused because it needs to be used, and it's never really worn out, and that is, when God closes one door, he opens another. And so walk through the door and walk through the next one, realizing that the unity we were part of has had some kind of completion. Now we need to be part of a new unity, and we need to be an assertive part of that new unity. So we're at the point where we really need to be offering the blessing, but let's do something right now that precedes, just to precede the blessing. Let's all of us just take a moment of silence and give everyone on the call a big hug. It can be a big hug of appreciation, or it could be a big hug of I love you, you're okay, I'm there with you, you're loved, and you're not alone. I think that's a great preface to our blessing. Now, if you'll be seated with your shoes and socks off and allow the energy of the cosmos through the forces of gravity and the esoteric energies of the universe to move through your head and down to your heart, and the blessed energies of the earth to move up through your feet into your heart, be united with it in your prayer. Just allow yourself to surrender into your heart, knowing that in your heart is your perfect unity. As Yeshua said to us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all shall be given to you. And he said the kingdom of heart of heaven is not somewhere out there. It's not somewhere else. Stop looking for it coming here or coming there, or this person bringing it or that person bringing it. The kingdom of heaven is within. It's in this place from which you were first created, this place that brought you into life and will be with you for the whole of your life, regardless of what other situations embrace you or who is with you or what is with you. That place from which all things spring anew eternally. The butterfly eternally. Reborn. In that place, just be there, if only in silence, perhaps in energy, or perhaps with words. You may bring whatever you wish to bring to your heart. It may be forgiveness or asking forgiveness. It may be what you need. It may be what you want. Or it may just be seeking the comfort and the loving arms of God. Let anything that is in your heart be the essence of your prayer. And be there with it. And I will open my prayer to Yeshua. And convey his energy into your heart through the Holy Spirit. Any blessing giver that chooses to join me, I welcome you to join me now. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us and teaching us that we find the miracles of life reborn eternally in our heart. And in our heart we find our true love, our true friend, our true meaning, our true purpose, and our oneness with you always, knowing that we are always an invaluable part of the universe, even if for the moment we're not an active, visible player. Our presence in the universe is eternally essential. Thank you for bringing that message to us, that we always know it, and we can rest lovingly in the arms of God, knowing that our life, whatever it is, can be recreated, expanded, or developed into
the most powerful gift of the earth. We thank you for being with our blessed earth today as she goes through her alignments and as she reaches her most perfect potential to be here and support all of life. We thank you for our mother. We thank you for being our eternal father and giving us the certainty that we ourselves are eternal beings ever born in our hearts. Amen.
The conveyance is complete. Now, I'd like you to go and rest for 7 minutes. Don't think about anything. Just rest and assimilate the energy. Allow it to go into every cell and every molecule of your body. Be blessed. Know that God is with you. And I love you too. Bye-bye, and I hope to see you next week. Have a great week.